Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Avoide Zara, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that Reb Meir and the Chachamim have a machlokes, whether it's mutter to have enough from the cheeses of a place called Beis Yunyaki. So the machlokes is only about deriving benefit, about having hana, but they're both maskim. We can't eat their cheeses. Our Mishnah begins, again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Shoyal Rabbi Shmuel es Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, Keshoye Mehalchen Baderech, when they were traveling on the road. Omer Loi, Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Mipnei Ma'asu, why did the Chachamim prohibit Gevinoitza Ovdekei Chavim, eating the cheeses of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Omer Loi, Rabbi Yeshua answered, for milk to become cheese, it has to like curdle, it has to ferment. To get it to ferment, they put in what's called rennet. That's like a gluey kind of a milk that's found in the stomach of a calf that is still nursing from its mother, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. You put this into the milk starts to curdle, that means it like starts turning into hard pieces, and from that you make cheese. So Amaloi, again, Rabbi Yeshua answered, because they get the milk to curdle into cheese, with this special milk from the stomach of the behemoth, which is nevela. Nevela means a behemoth that died without shechita, and therefore it's asr biachila. So just like the behemoth is asr biachila, this gluey milk from that behemoth is also asr biachila. Armaloi, so Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Yeshua, but vahaloi kevas oila. This same gluey kind of milk from the stomach of an oila. Chamura mi kevas nevela. That's more strict than this same milk that comes from the stomach of an animal that died without shechita. And that's because a carbon oila is aser behana. Nevela, stamaze behemoth that died without shechita, is mutter behana. But we didn't say that it's aser just because it was made out of the milk that came from the stomach of an oila. The Amru, despite that, the Chachamim said that Kayan Shedata Yafa, a Kayan who's not so sensitive, Sarfa Chaya. It means he can gulp this down from the stomach of an oila, even when this gluey thing in the stomach is still raw. Now, the Kayan could eat it cooked as well if he wanted to. The Meiri says that there really weren't milchige kelim. There weren't any milchige pots in the Beis Hamikdash to cook it with. So, practically, he would have to eat it raw. But one thing is for sure. Obviously, this rennet of an oila, this gluey kind of milk in the stomach of the baby, it's not like the oila itself. It's mutter. So why don't we say the same thing? The rennet of the nevela. And that's not as chomer as the oil. That's mutter bahana. They didn't admit to him. What does it mean they didn't admit to him? Some learn that these are the words of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He added this to the Mishnayos. You should know for a fact that some say it's not mutter for the kain to eat from the rennet. Not everyone agrees to this, that it's mutter. Rather, Einahen, the kain's not supposed to have enough from the rennet in the stomach of the carbon oila, but veloy mayalin. It's not called mamish using the hegdish. If he did use it, it's not considered me'ila. What is me'ila? If someone uses hegdish not in a proper way for his own benefit, it's considered me'ila. He has to bring a carbon, a special asham. We don't say that over here because this like gluey milk in the stomach is not mamish part of the carbon. So I didn't understand. If it's not considered part of the hegdish, what is this big concern? They're going to take the rennet from a nevela. It shouldn't be considered mamish part of the nevela. Why should we ask for the cheese? Chazar Armaloi, Rabbi Shmuel then said, for a different reason. Afterwards, he told him the problem is, Neshama midin oisa bekevas egli avayda zara. You know why you can't eat the cheese of avdekei chavim? Because they curdle it with the rennet, this gluey milk from the stomach of calves, they were offered for Avodah Zarah. Even though you see from the oil, this isn't mamish part of the carbon, it's just something that comes out. when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we're machmer even on something that just comes out. By Avodah Zarah, it says, v'layidvak biyadcha me'umah min acherim. Nothing. Something that we're very strict about. We say, even the milk that's in it, I don't want to touch it. But Rabbi Shmuel wasn't happy with this teretz. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said to him, that's what you're worried about? That the cheese was made with a rennet from an Avodah Zarah carbon? But we're saying it's Asur B'Achila. I asked you why it's Asur B'Achila and Mutar B'Hana. If we're worried that this is Avodah Zarah, Im Kain. If that's so, Lamalei Asru B'Hana, they should have said the cheese is Asur B'Hana also. Now, Rabbi Shua didn't answer Rabbi Shmuel's Shaila. Rabbi Shua knew the reason why Chazal said we shouldn't use the cheese, but he couldn't tell him the real reason. Why not? Because when Chazal made a gzeira, they didn't tell the people the reason that they made the gzeira for 12 months. After 12 months where everyone accepted the gzeira, then they revealed the reason. See, what may happen is you're going to say, you heard about the new gzeira the Chachamim made? What? Why? Huh? That's why they made a gzeira? Some people won't treat it with proper respect. So therefore, the Chacham made a gzeira. Why? I'm not saying why. Oh, I don't know why, so I can't argue and say there was no reason to do it, because I don't know the reason that they did it. After 12 months, when everyone understood, oh, this can't be done, okay, now you could discuss it. That's the reason Rabbi Yeshua couldn't tell him the real reason. Okay, but now it's after 12 months, so what is the real reason? What's the reason they said you can't eat the cheese? The answer is, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah would put into the milk to make cheese not just the rennet, not just the gluey milk that's found in the stomach. They would put in the actual flesh of the stomach of the nevela. That also helped to make cheese. It helped to ferment the milk. Now, that stomach is not kosher. Now, the flavor that comes out of the piece of stomach meat itself, that's a much bigger problem. That's the nevela itself, not just milk that's found in the stomach. All right, but let's say a boy listening to this says, how much flavor could come out already into the cheese? A tiny drop, right? Doesn't it become bottle, b'shishim, and 60 times the amount in the milk itself? If you asked that question, that was a very good question. So let me tell you what the answer is. The Batanura explains this. This is called a Dover Hamaimid. It's true. If a tiny, tiny, pitsy, let's say, taste of meat went into milk, could be it becomes bottle, and you're still allowed to drink the milk, depending on a lot of different circumstances. But here it's different. Because here I'm using the meat to turn the milk into cheese. Not just the taste that's coming in. It's the taste that's creating the cheese. There are enzymes in the meat that cause the milk to curdle, to become hard. And that never becomes bottle. So again, let's just make things simpler. And we'll do our chazara up until this part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua when they were traveling, what is the reason the Chazal said you can't eat the cheese of Avdei Kechavim? So first he said, because the way they make the cheese is from the rennet, the gluey milk that's found in the stomach of a baby that's nursing from its mother, and that's nevela. It's an animal that died without shechita. Yeah, but you're not eating the nevela, it's just the gluey milk. It's not like part of the nevela itself. Well, even in regard to a carbon oil, we don't consider it part of the carbon itself. We said according to one shita, the kain can mamish drink it. And according to another shita, he shouldn't drink it, but there's no meila. It's not called using the carbon. If he does drink it, he doesn't have to bring a carbon meila. It's not called using the carbon because this milk is not part of the carbon. It's like something else. It's just something that comes out of it. And if that's true for a carbon oila, which we're so strict about, and oila is asur bana, for sure by nevela it shouldn't be a problem. So Rabbi Yeshua said, well, you know, it could be they use the rennet that comes from Avodah Zarah. There, even if it's just something that comes out, we're more strict. But Rabbi Yishmael was not happy with that answer. If that's what you're really worried about, it should be Asur B'Hana also. If you think they make this cheese using the rennet from Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua changed the topic. He didn't want to tell him the real reason. And that's because when the Chachamim make a gzeira, for 12 months, they don't reveal the reason. No one should say, what? That's not a good reason, or everyone's going to state their opinion. After 12 months that the gzeira has been established and people accepted, only then do they reveal the reason. The real reason was we're scared. Not only did they just use the rennet of the nevela, the gluey milk in the stomach, they used the flesh itself of the nevela. the taste is going to go into the milk, and it doesn't become bottled with shishim, because it's a davar hamamid, because this taste is actually creating the cheese. Those types of things don't become bottled. Okay, so now let's get back to Rabbi Yeshua changing the topic to something else. Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer Rabbi Yishmael's shayla, but he changed the topic. Amalai, he said to him, Yishmael achi, Yishmael my brother, heich atakar, how do you read this pasuk in Shir HaShirim? Ki toivim doidecho meyayin. Now Shir HaShirim goes back and forth. What the Yidden say to Hashem and what Hashem says about the Yidden. If you read it, ki toivim doidecho meyayin, literally your love to me is greater than wine, that means the Yidden are talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or, ki toivim doidayich, that would mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Knesset Yisrael in this pasuk. Amalois Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Yeshua, ki toivim doidayich. In this pasuk, Hashem is talking to Klal Yisrael. Amalois Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Shmuel, ain't a dover kain, it's not exactly so, like you're saying. Shrei chaveroi, look at the pasuk afterwards, he's calling it its chaver, like the connecting pasuk, melamed olav, teaches us what the first pasuk means. What does it say afterwards? It says, l'reach shemenecha toivim. Literally, your oils have such a good fragrance. But the word shemenecha is talking to Hashem. So memela must be in the previous pasuk also that it's daidecha and Klal Yisrael is talking to Hashem. Now I understand that Rabbi Yeshua wanted to change the topic, but why did he pick this pasuk? And the answer is he wanted to be merame something to him. Chazal darshan from this pasuk, toivim daidecha meyayin. The gzeirais of the Rabbanon, whom you love, are better than the wine of the Torah, than the actual Torah itself. So Rabbi Yeshua is kind of sending a remes to Rabbi Shmuel. Now we don't always have to understand exactly what the reasons are. But like the Shari Tshuva explains, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, the fact that the Rabbanon make gzeirais, and Klal Yisrael accepts these gzeirais, shows that we have a Yerushimayim within us. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu, your words are so precious to us. We must build a fence to make sure Chas V'Shalom are not over them and take on certain distances. In other words, it's not that the Rabbanan is more important than the Deraisa, but the Issa Drabbanan shows us just how special we value the Deraisa.